So with the lamps all put out, the moon sunk, and a thin rain drumming on the roof, a downpouring of immense darkness began. Nothing, it seemed, could survive the flood. The profusion of darkness, which, creeping in at keyholes and crevices, stole round window blinds, came into bedrooms, swallowed up here a jug and basin, there a bowl of red and yellow dahlias, there the sharp edges and firm bulk of a chest of drawers. Not only was furniture confounded, there was scarcely anything left of body or mind by which one could say, "This is he," or "This is she." Sometimes a hand was raised, as if to clutch something, or ward off something, or somebody groaned, or somebody laughed aloud as if sharing a joke with nothingness. Broadmoor, a word that makes people shiver. Most think of Broadmoor as a prison, but in fact it's a high-security psychiatric hospital, and home to many of the nation's most violent and dangerous offenders. After 5 years of negotiation, and for the very first time, the hospital has allowed cameras in to meet the men behind these walls. Filmed over the course of a year, with extensive access to the hospital, this series paints a picture of life inside Broadmoor, for both patients and staff. Listen. It is night in the chill, squat chapel, hymning in bonnet and brooch and bombazine black, butterfly choker and bootlace bow, coughing like nanny goats, sucking mentos, 40 winking hallelujah. Night in the four ale, quiet as a domino. Enochy milkman's lofts, like a mouse with gloves. In Dye Bread's bakery, flying like black flour.